Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Hey, Norbert, what do you say we head to the lab, do a DNA transplant, and create a new life form?
Okay, Dr. Frankenstein, what are you talking about?
It's a bit complicated, but fascinating. Scientists at the J. Craig Venter Institute took a very small bacterium called Mycobacterium mycoides and moved all its genes into a yeast cell. Why a yeast cell? Because scientists understand its inner workings so well that it can be used like an auto repair shop.
That's true. We do know the yeast cell inside and out. And in this study, scientists figured out that they could move a bacterium's genes into a yeast cell and manipulate them. The genes could be repaired, removed, or even swapped out. Imagine saying, "Hey Dave, hand me a gene that'll make the kind of protein I want."
That's exactly what these researchers did. Once they finished altering the DNA of Mycobacterium mycoides, they then transplanted the genes into another bacterium. They gave the genes time to become active, sort of like booting up new software in a computer, and voila, a totally new life form is born.
The implications for this work are enormous. First, the concept of using yeast cells as a retooling factory is a real advancement. And the result is that scientists can now create microbes for specific tasks and put them to work for us.
For example, the Venter group is modifying a microbe called cyanobacteria to optimize the production of the next generation of biofuels. Making biodiesel, for example, will become more efficient and cost-effective.
Being able to custom make a bacterium to do your bidding has great potential. We're talking about creating powerful new drugs, inexpensive ways of making specialty chemicals, and producing new vaccines.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.